Lara Logan, the CBS reporter for 60 Minutes, has done extensive work in Afghanistan, just got back and gave a speech, and I'll just paraphrase. She said essentially she's tired for the last 2 years of hearing the inaccuracies describing the battlefield in Afghanistan. They say that they're not listening to the commanders on the ground, and the Taliban's presence is growing. What is Senator Lindsey Graham's reaction?
Well, her analysis is borne out by the facts. The commanders recommended 40,000 surge troops. They got 30. At the time he made the announcement in West Point to surge in Afghanistan, he also announced a July withdrawal date to begin to withdraw the surge forces. That was not recommended by the commanders. Nobody recommended you announce 30,000 and announce withdrawal in the same breath. And he also promised, they requested 2 fighting seasons. So all the surge forces are out a month before our election. No commander recommended having all 30,000 troops pulled out by September, end of September 2012. This is the Obama-Biden plan. I believe it's a political plan rather than military plan because it helps the narrative that we're bringing our troops home right before our election. So, yes, he bears responsibility for undercutting commanders' advice and creating conditions on the surge that led, I think, to it being ineffective.